All right. Thank you, Kenny Loggins, and the theme from the single greatest motion picture ever made, Caddyshack, of course. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSBT here in somewhat sunny, a little overcasty Sandpoint. It is Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll be having our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Elks Club. Back this month is the Exalted Ruler, or the Exhausted Ruler, as some people call him. Bob Hike is with us. Bob will be filling us in on what's happening with the Elks Lodge, or the lodge itself, the restaurant, the golf course, heading into this Labor Day weekend. And then we will welcome back in folks from Bonner General Health Foundation as their annual Find Your Strength Family Fun Run is getting closer and closer. Justin Dick and Richard Simmons will, or excuse me, Grant Simmons will be with us. I had written down. And Grant Simmons would be with us this time around with all the details on that. It would be fun to have Richard Simmons here. Fun fact, my oldest daughter took a workout class from him in person. Not too long, like just a few years ago. It's weird. Anyway, speaking of weird, that was a weird little slip of the tongue. Anyway, that's what we have on the show today. Lots going on as we head into this Labor Day weekend. Of course, Bulldog football started with a loss to Post Falls last Friday evening. And if you listened to our broadcast, it was really fun. Tag Benefield joined me in the booth as our color commentator and did a sensational job. So he's got the high-paying contract now to be the color commentator for Bulldog football. And we'll be back on the air 6:45 tomorrow evening as they take on the Coeur d'Alene Vikings. A rivalry that goes back over 100 years. Coeur d'Alene coming to Sandpoint, Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Like I said, the Yokes pregame show at 6:45. So looking forward to that tomorrow evening. Also going on this weekend, Fall Fest is back at Schweitzer. It begins tomorrow afternoon. There's two bands. There's over 80 beers. I drink a lot of beer. I can't drink 80 beers. That's a lot. Jeez. There's also ciders, seltzers, and a handful of wines from regional breweries. Bring a blanket. It's going to be a little chilly, Schweitzer, this weekend. Grab your spot on the lawn with friends and enjoy live music all weekend long. The party continues Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So more bands and more beer and stuff happening all weekend. Go to Schweitzer.com to learn more. There's also the annual Artist Studio Tour, a self-guided driving tour of working studios around in and around North Idaho that starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. Let's see, how do you learn more about that? Oh, you go to artinsandpoint.org to learn more about getting the driving directions, all of that, artinsandpoint.org. Gee, of course, Farmers Market still in full swing on Saturday mornings. Saturday, actually, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. I believe music starts at 10, goes to 1. And you can go to sandpointfarmersmarket.com to learn more about that. And it will go through the middle of October, in case you are curious about that. What else is going on? Let's see. Free family show at the Sandpoint Cinemas this evening. So you want to check that out. Go to sandpointcinemas.com and see what is playing. The Mike Wagoner Trio is at the Ponderay Winery tomorrow night. Then let's see. I already told you about Fall Fest. There is a Coaster Classic Car Show at Silverwood throughout Labor Day weekend. The 19th annual Coaster Classic Car Show, one of the biggest events of its kind in the inland Northwest. If you like cars that go fast, look good, or just remind you of the good old days, you got to be at Silverwood Theme Park this weekend. Also, there are on Monday, Labor Day, there's health hikes at the Pine Street Woods, and you can check that out. And for more info on things that are happening in and around North Idaho, for this Labor Day weekend, you can always go to sandpointonline.com and learn more. We'll learn more about the Sandpoint Elks Lodge with Exalted Ruler Bob Hike with us in just a moment, as well as folks from Bonner General Health Foundation coming up in a little while. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Come on, relax with us on a summer night. The Indians baseball makes you feel just right. We're here to have fun, and that's what we're going to do.
Tonight at Avista Stadium, your Spokane Indians continue the final homestand of the year against the Seattle Mariners affiliate, the Everett Aqua Sox. And tonight, we celebrate Halloween a little bit early.
Back to the left field wall, going, and it's gone for a home run.
Tonight, dress up for Halloween as Silverwood Theme Park presents our Halloween night and post-game candy crawl. Avista Stadium will have plenty of spooky fun. Then, stick around after the game as all kids 12 and under can participate in the candy crawl on the field. Lots coming up this week. We end the season with three straight fireworks nights this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We kick off the Labor Day weekend on Friday with Armed Forces Appreciation Night and post-game fireworks presented by Windermere Real Estate. Watch nonstop local KHQ for details. Saturday, more fireworks courtesy of U.S. Foods, and Sunday, AAA Washington and Creme 2 present our season finale fireworks. Tonight's Halloween night and candy crawl. For tickets and game time, SpokaneIndians.com.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Affordability is at the top of everyone's mind right now. When it comes to transportation, Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons have a solution. It's the all-new 2024 Chevrolet Trax. The redesigned 2024 Chevrolet Trax has a starting at MSRP of $21,495. However, the amount of value included in the starting at MSRP is impressive. The base model includes features like Bluetooth, rear vision camera, cruise control, air conditioning, auto emergency braking, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and 32 highway miles per gallon. The up-level trims include safety features typically reserved for markedly more expensive vehicles, such as adaptive cruise control and side blind zone alerts. Taylor & Sons currently has 10 2024 Chevrolet Trax models either in stock or in transit from the factory. You can view our entire inventory of new Chevy Trax online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
Hi, this is Rich from White Cross Pharmacy and Compounding. This year we celebrate 20 years in Sandpoint. We have been blessed to serve this wonderful community. Your support and the staff's hard work have made this possible. Come meet the staff and experience the service and services that have made us a success. We offer compounding, drive-through, convenience packaging, and a wide selection of over-the-counter products. We value your time and support. Serving Sandpoint since 2003 and North Idaho since 1922, White Cross Pharmacy.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by the exalted ruler of the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, Bob Hike, who's with us. Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bob? Nice to be here.
Wonderful. It's great to have you here. What is happening at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge?
Well, a lot of things are happening. I can start out by telling you what we did just very recently is we met up with a guy who was working with the Bay Trail, you know, the one mm-hmm. along the waterfront. And he said, you know, you've got a group of guys that are willing to volunteer and help out. Can you help us remove a roof off of this old trailer that's been down there, this old green trailer? So I took the bull by the horns and talked to some people at the Elks. I called a relatively new member, only a few months into the Elks, and he's apparently a famous guy, Andy Bruce, and he's the owner and president of
AGE
his company.
Heating and Cooling.
AGE Heating and Cooling. He put together three more guys, came out there and met me and a guy by the name of Bill, who is with the Bay Trail Friends. And we had my nephew, believe it or not, brought his skid steer. He's not a member, but he's a good volunteer, a good man. They brought a skid steer and lifted the roof off of that trailer without damaging the trailer one bit. So that was fun. And when we were going back and forth on the road to the trail with the equipment and the trailer to haul the thing away, we saw the pump for the Elks right behind the golf course. And so I got a can of paint, and we're going to paint that up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, good deal. And, yeah, I can't say enough about the Bruces. You know, they've he is a longtime Sandpoint resident, but went off on his own with the AG Heating and has done so much. He was our Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month last month.
Is that right?
And they are giving away, through their main supplier, Lennox, a brand new heating system to a deserving person or family. Today's the last day that you can nominate people for this. So Lennox donates the brand new heating system, and AGE Heating and Cooling will donate their the install and service on the machine. So if you know somebody who could use a new heating cooling system and is a deserving person for any reason, call AGE Heating in Sandpoint and nominate that person today, because it'll be awarded in the next few days. Today's the cutoff.
That's a great story. Glad to hear that. And I knew they were great people just by the way they volunteered without hesitating and came out there, got their chainsaws and cut up the big pieces of this roof and helped put in the trailer. But this machine that my nephew brought was fantastic. I got a few things we really want to cover, though.
Sure.
The Patriotic Scramble is full up. And one of the things that's exciting is Linda Tatlock and her husband David Tatlock have been running the Eagles. What are called? What are we? The Elks.
The Elks.
You said that and threw me off. Running the Elks organization, and they're doing a remarkable job. Just recently, David decided to step down, so they found a great couple to take over as secretary. We're going to talk about that in the future. But
it's Chuck and Sheila Thompson. I met them the other day.
Good for you. Yeah, we're not supposed to let that secret out. They haven't been fully trained yet, and they haven't made the announcement. But
it's in the newsletter.
It's in the newsletter. That's a membership newsletter, not for you. Well, you're a member, so you can get it. Anyway, that's a great thing. But the bottom line with the Patriotic Scramble is amazing. Linda's run that tournament for 15 years. In that 15 years, they have made $177,000 and given it directly to the veterans in town here, the Vietnam veterans, veterans of foreign wars, and the Marine Corps Legion, I think it is. The other thing is the Labor Day, we're going to have a brunch at the Trax. The Trax is a great restaurant in town. We have a new chef, and we got great employees, very friendly, very good food, excellent food.
I had a burger and fries there Monday. It was sensational.
Glad to hear it. And that's what everybody's saying. They have a brunch every Sunday morning from 10 until 2. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is Labor Day, so they're going all out to have a special brunch for Labor Day from 10 until 2. New things that are going to be happening very
soon. Well, Bob, just going to take one step back. So the Patriotic Scramble, of course, will be closed most of the day on Sunday, September 17th. And the Pig Out Scramble is Sunday the 10th, be the same situation. And Saturday the 9th is the Club Championship. So the course will be closed to the general public for part of the day for the Club Championship.
That is correct.
And open later.
And good for you to mention that, because some people will come. Most people are actually making tea times
and
now,
they
which
should.
Is great.
Yeah.
It's a great new thing.
Especially on the weekends. I volunteer out there on Sundays, and I know people that typically just show up.
For years.
Can't get on the course. Oh, they used to be able to, but now you need to make a tea time on weekends.
We are getting busier.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new people in town, and we're actually one of the fastest-growing elk lodges in the state. Mm. And so... and I'm also proud that the state of Idaho is the only state that we just came back from. My wife and I, Shelby, and I went to the the National Convention in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And at that convention, Idaho was pointed out as being the only state in the union that every single elk lodge in the state has had an increase in membership, not a decrease.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that is excellent for us. What I want to make sure we talk about is they're talking about cross-country skiing in the winter at this golf course when it's been put off for years because the powers to be said, no, we're too afraid we're going to be damaging the greens. And so Tanner, the new maintenance man for the golf course.
Golf course superintendent.
Superintendent, thank you. And by the way, he's doing a fabulous job.
Unbelievable.
But he has said that we can protect the greens well enough that we want to see if we can open that up to recreational skiing and alpine skiing. So I think that would be cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's good because, you know, there used to be cross-country skiing at the University of Idaho property, which is now a housing development. So people are looking for that that thing. I remember Hidden Lakes years ago tried that.
Did they? I don't remember that.
It wasn't real official, but there was some people going out and doing that. But for the Elks to offer up the course in the wintertime, I think that's great use of that land.
It's not done, but yeah. I really think that there's enough support for it that it's going to happen, but we'll see. I want people to know, and if they have a chance to, say, step up and say, I would like to have it, and I'll use it if you do it. It'll be a nominal fee, and it'll be great exercise, and, of course, it's all flat, so it's easy exercise. What about the Trax? Trax is a restaurant, a happy hour on Monday. And Wednesday, 3 to 7 is going to be a happy hour. On Tuesday, from 1 to 3, because they close at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And so from 1 to 3, there's going to be a happy hour.
Do you know, Bob, you have the Monday co-ed league, and then the Wednesday ladies' evening league, and then the Thursday men's league. Are they coming to a close soon?
Actually, funny you should mention that. They just closed the Wednesday ladies, so that's already finished. Thursdays goes right up into September, Thursday's men's league, and maybe a little bit later than the middle of September because they have a couple of days to make off because of smoke or rain.
Rain,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are coming to a close pretty soon. The other thing that I wanted to mention was the Monday Night Football. We're going to try to become a sports bar on Monday nights at least. And so we have the TVs. We have the great bar. We have a great chef who can come in and do some excellent food to keep us when we get hungry and have a few beers, we should have something to eat. And he's going to make some excellent bar food for us. So, yeah, it's growing. I have to mention the golf course. You said that we're busier, but primarily we're making more money, too, because it is busier, and that's why it's so important for people to make tee times, which, as you said, back in the years ago, I mean, from the 30 years ago when Shelby and I came to town, you could walk on any time on that golf course, and that's not true anymore. It's really getting busier, and we're making more money and allowing us to do more things in the community.
And by making the tee times, the course runs more smoothly, so every 10 minutes there's a new group going, so you're not just – it used to be when people would just show up, sometimes you'd have three or four groups sitting on a tee just waiting, and it was very frustrating for everyone.
It is frustrating. Now they know when they're going to get on, and it's a – like a regular golf course, and that's the way it should have been for years.
Imagine that. Do you know, we mentioned Tanner and the course superintendent. I know that they filled in what was at one time a pond in the middle of number 3 fairway, and that's a great bunker now. That was a wonderful idea. And he hinted in the last newsletter about a water feature being in the other pond out by the highway. Is that happening anytime soon, do you know?
It'll be done. Before the snow flies, we actually had a couple of meetings just in the last 2 months that they said, we need to get this done. It's been 3 years. They dug a hole in the ground, then they dug another one. There was going to be a little river in between the two with a water feature in the top one closer to the highway. That was going to deliver water in a little stream down to the other one. That didn't work. And so they filled the one that's closer to the middle of the fairway. And, yes, they've dug more of the dirt out of the one that's closer to the highway. They've cleaned it all up, and they have a rubber liner to make sure it keeps water, and that'll be regulated by a pump And the pump will actually have a water feature. It'll be a fountain in that one. It's going to be very
That's awesome.
Nice. And it will be done soon. Hopefully, like they said, they told me to tell you that it's going to be probably before the snow flies. We have electricity going into it, if not today, tomorrow. That's pretty quick. I don't know how much time we have, but I got to mention something really important.
Sure.
At the National Convention in Minnesota, my wife and I had the opportunity to hear them announce that there was a young gal from Sandpoint, Idaho, that came in third in an essay contest. Every year, the Elks nationally have a contest for Americanism essay. Write an essay about America and Americanism and what you feel about the country that you live in. This young gal, her name is Abby Schickendance, and she actually wrote a real nice little essay. It went through the Sandpoint Lodge and won, went through the state of Idaho and won. And so when it was combined with thousands of other essays from all the countries, all the states in the U.S., it was picked out as one of the national winners. It came in third
Wow.
for the eighth grade group in the country, and we're presenting her with a check that came from National Elks Grand Lodge for $250 plus a real nice plaque. We're doing that on September 12th at our meeting.
That's great.
So, yeah, it is great. We're really proud to have that.
And again, the club championship would be Saturday, September 9th at the Elks, the Pig Out and Golf Scramble the following day, and the Patriotic Scramble on Sunday, September 17th, already sold out. But lots going on at the Elks Lodge. For more information, you can go to their website anytime, elkslodgesandpoint.com. You can see the menus for tracks at the Elks. Bob, you're doing a great job, and I want to thank Dave and Linda Tatlock for all of their help for all these years. I know they're there every day in the office.
I'll pass that on. They'll hear you on the radio for sure. And, yeah, I agree 100%. They've done a remarkable job. One last thing. We are a Facebook presence, so instead of using that particular website, go to Sandpoint Elks Lodge number 1376, and you'll see our Facebook page. If you like us, we'll be sending you messages when there's important things happening.
Very good. Bob Hayek from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again sometime soon.
Thank you, Bob. If I'm on a schedule, it's 2 months from now. Nobody showed up today, so I filled in. Nice to see you again.
It's great to have you anytime. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk about the Family Fun Run coming up with representatives from the Bonner General Health Foundation. So stick around.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
Register today for the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. On September 23rd, the Bonner General Health Foundation is hosting a 5K and Superhero 1K, which includes a post-race party with fun for the whole family. The funds raised during our community run will go towards the exoskeleton. This state-of-the-art rehab technology has transformed the lives of many who have lost the ability to walk due to stroke, injury, MS, cerebral palsy, and more. To learn more, donate, or register, visit bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
Join Hope House and the Rotary Club in sending humanitarian supplies to Ukrainian farming communities who lost their homes to war and flood. Send hope by sending supplies such as clothing, bedding, and first aid. Donate to the shipping cost by contacting Hope House at 208-358-9117, 208-358-9117, and join us to sort, pack, and enjoy a barbecue at the Boulder Creek Retreat on September 2nd at 10 a.m., located at 147 Emerson Lane, Bonners Ferry.
Hey, North Idaho, come check out the new 95 Express Car Wash, home of the free vacuum. The 95 Express opens Thursday, August 31st, and through Labor Day, you can get a free wash and special pricing on car wash membership plans. Located across from Sweet Lou's in Ponderay. That's right, it's a free wash at the brand new 95 Express Car Wash from Thursday through Labor Day. See you there.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by a guy who is no stranger to our local hour here on KSBT as well as KBFI. Justin Dick is with us once again. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. You brought a couple of Bonner General Health Foundation board members with us. Why don't you introduce them?
Absolutely. We've got Grant Simmons. Grant Simmons has been on for, what, four years now?
4 years.
Yeah. And we've got probably our newest board member is Nate Hall, who's been with us for about 3 months, but no stranger to Bonner General volunteering and the advisory council, and now a board member with us.
All right.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, Nate, thanks for joining us. And you volunteered for this Find Your Strength Fun Run last year.
I did, yep.
All right. And so what was your impression with the first race, and how are things going to be even better this year?
Oh, for an inaugural event, it was fantastic. Great crowd, great energy, great weather, and just a lot of fun and a lot of neat folks, and able to raise money and also just raise awareness to the Bonner General Health Foundation.
Yeah, that's definitely done that, that's for sure. And you guys, was that beyond your expectations, last year's turnout and success?
I'm not sure we had expectations.
Yeah, we really just wanted to pull it off, I think. Yeah. And a few things came together that were just amazing. We had the most amazing weather for the end of September. I think we really wanted to make this as family friendly. You know, we've got the 5K. It's a little more competitive side, but all the families can do it. And then we've got the little kids' superhero 1K, and that turned out to just be a banger in terms of little kids running around with capes and masks on. And then the after party there was fantastic as well. We had face painting, a bounce house. Captain Dan brought the pirate ship up. We had cornhole, we've got a taco bar, we've got some refreshments for the adults as well as the kids there, and everybody was able to hang out. The race pretty well gets over at around 11:30 for both the 5K and the 1K, and then I think we still had roughly 200 to 250 people that hung out until about 3 o'clock after to participate and to see what we were doing and to really hear about the message, and the message is bringing this exoskeleton to Bonner General.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, Grant, you want to tell us a little bit about the EXO?
Yeah, it's a unique piece of equipment for the region. It'd be the only one in Idaho. I think it's the only one in Montana, probably, and definitely Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington. So in terms of the regional area, it's the only piece of equipment like it. And it's life-changing for folks who've had strokes, for cerebral palsy, spinal cord injuries. The use cases is around regaining bodily autonomy. And so it literally retrains neural pathways to allow people to walk again. And so we've had a couple of folks around here who've spent time in the exoskeleton, and you know, we've got some video testimonials, but to actually see it in person is something else. And it's a really unique piece of equipment for sure.
How come other places don't have this? Why? I mean, I understand the need for it here, but why isn't it
I think one of the things, what we found in doing our research with ExoBionic, the company that we're hoping to engage with to purchase the exoskeleton, is wearable robotics in the last 7 to 10 years was kind of this pie in the sky thing. Sure. They were kind of clunky machines.
As are so many other things that are becoming.
Yeah.
Look at you guys with your smartphones here.
And I think that's one thing that we've really noticed. Maybe Grant can speak on it as well, but the technology in this industry, in the medical industry, moves so quickly. And these machines where they were made with steel 10 years ago and they wouldn't sell very well are now made with carbon fiber. Mm-hmm. They can stand themselves up. They have control panels. They can turn on their own. And when you see somebody actually get into this and stand up for the first time after being paralyzed from the neck or the waist down, one of the things we've really found out over the last couple of years, too, is the disability and being a quadriplegic doesn't mean the same thing for every case. Mm-hmm. Some might have some sensation in their left foot but not be able to have any sensation in their right or mobility on the right side of their body. So the machine is great in terms of strapping it up. It gets you back up out of your wheelchair and stands you up and does most of the hard work for you.
Got it.
Right? And then it eventually takes the steps with you there with the help of Bonner General's occupational and physical therapy team over there that are very excited and originally pitched us this idea back in 2018, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
So I think that's been, you know, with Grant and myself and now Nate coming on board, you know, we have talked about pursuing this for over 5 years now. And so to get the first race under our belt last year and to come back and do our second event there, we're a little more dialed in. We got lots of great help from the community. JC's Race, we got a huge shout out to JC's Race. If it wasn't for meeting with those folks, understanding how the 5K worked, how to make it a community event, how to get people involved with it. One of our other big things was, you know, we wanted an event that brings health and wellness to the community. So often we do our heart ball and we love our heart mm-hmm. ball and it's fantastic and we raise a bunch of money and we've been very successful at it. But it only speaks to about 300 people in the community that are able to sit down at those tables and open their wallets, invite some of those friends that are interested in making a big time donation to us. This really gives us the ability to get every supporter from Bonner General, to get community members behind it, to get those people who would rather roll up their sleeves than be able to write a check. And I think we really captured that the first year, and we're really hoping to pull that same thing off again.
And to do something fun in a community event, you know, to hang out with people. And so you're not just writing a check. I mean, you have your entrance fee, but you get to have this fun time with your friends. Or like you said, with the 1K superhero run, you know, with your kids. Can adults do the 1K?
Oh, yeah. We probably had more adults than we did kids, as a matter of fact.
So, for example, our engineer Pat over here.
Pat, you're doing it. I've got you a bib, my man.
I can see him dressing up as Batman or Robin. Batman or Robin.
Hey, we've got the capes ordered. They are on their way. So we got one that'll fit you.
I think last time, Justin, someone mentioned that there are costumes that you can get that day if you just show up. And if your kiddo didn't have a costume, they're just going to...
Yep, and it's for a donation only. If you've got a quarter, we will give you a cape and a mask and be ready to go. Just to reiterate a little bit, it'll be coming up Saturday, September 23rd. I believe our first race kicks off at about 10 o'clock for the 1K, and then the 5K starts promptly after that. And we want to get everybody back in as quickly as possible, as safe as possible, and get ready for that after-ride party.
Yeah, we'll talk about the race itself when we come back from our next break. But, Grant, how doable, when you guys first start talking about the exoskeleton machine, how real was it then? And
it wasn't very real.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at is, like, how financially, how much – Is it okay to talk about how much you had to raise?
We won't get into specifics. I'll say this: we're close, and we're close. We're close because of the community. And for anybody who's been close to the foundation and our fundraising here for the last couple of years, you would have heard us talk about it. Last year's Find Your Strength race was solely focused on it. I'm confident we're going to get it in this year. We're mm-hmm. going to get the funding. We are very, very close. It's going to be a big deal. You had asked the question earlier around what has changed, and just largely it's the existence of the equipment. It now exists mm-hmm. through miniaturization, through battery technology, things like that. Is the timing sort of right?
Yeah.
And the whole thing's wireless, right? It gets up and walks on its own, with or without a person in it. So Yeah, it's a remarkable piece of equipment. We're happy to bring it to the area.
Yeah, so it'll be in Sandpoint, but it's not just for Sandpoint. People
That's right.
can come from Montana or Washington or Bonner's Prairie,
Yeah, there was an interesting,
whatever.
You know, in the research of this, and do we have to go to a break?
We will in a moment.
Is that the timing on which to get a patient into it is absolutely critical. And it turns out that there's an inordinate amount of spinal energy injuries in rural communities relative to urban communities. So it's another reason why it would be a boon for this region also, just sort of given our rural nature and tend to be sort of a 2-to-1
yeah.
type ratio.
Yeah. Yeah, very well put. We're talking to Nate, Grant, and Justin from Bonner General Health Foundation, talking about the Family Fun Run, the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run coming up on Saturday, September 23rd. We'll talk more about it right after this.
Have you heard the long-term weather forecasts? It appears there won't be any let-up for the dry summers we've experienced. So if you're new to the area, or have lived here a while, and you own timberland, you're going to hear the word wildfire a lot. Idaho Forest Group can help protect your valuable forests with a little planning. Our experienced foresters can assess any vulnerabilities you might have and come up with a strategy to help reduce the risk of forest fire devastation to your property. Idaho Forest Group has been part of the region for a long time, and our track record for timberland protection is unmatched. Wildfires will happen in our area. We can help protect your timber investment against that, as well as damage from insects, disease, or high winds. And if selective thinning is recommended, you may choose to sell any merchantable trees. If you own 10 or more acres of timberland, call Idaho Forest Group and we'll schedule a free site visit by our forester. Visit ifg.com.
It's summer and the mountain is calling. Answer the call with a trip to Schweitzer. Enjoy amazing views, a hike to the summit, or a scenic chairlift ride. Get your adrenaline pumping with loads of lift-served mountain biking. Then there's zip lining and the trampoline jumper. The adventures are endless, so you might as well stay a while. Now, for a limited time, book 2 nights and get the third one free. Details at Schweitzer.com.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Bloomberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Bloomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here in North Idaho, Thursday, our final segment for today. That is, we have Nate Hall, Grant Summons, and Justin Dick with us. And Nate, we were talking about the exoskeleton machine and not just purchasing the machine, but the support that comes with it.
Absolutely. And that's something that we're raising funds for as well, recognizing it's not just purchasing the equipment, but there's a lot of training that goes with it. Looking at it, likely about 2 months of training with the exoskeleton folks coming to Bonner General Health, as well as certifications. And then there's also annual maintenance that's required with it. Sure. So making sure that as we present this to Bonner General Health, that it's the complete package and it's useful.
Yeah, absolutely. And Grant, we were talking about during the break, you wanted to mention the website and how do people get signed up for this
event. Yeah, and where are we with sign-ups? Sorry, I think we're about 90.
Yeah.
Last year we had, I think, 250 or so.
Yep.
And at about this time in signups, we were at about 40 or so. So we're trending a little ahead. We're going to see if we can get up to 500. So if you want to sign up,
I was going to say with those numbers, it would indicate point towards 500.
We got a pretty good trend going. Yeah, go to bonnergeneral.org/foundation, and there you can find out about the exoskeleton. You can sign up for the race. A couple other things. We're doing a partnership with Priest River Multisports.
Okay.
Who the next day on the 24th is sponsoring the Long Bridge Half Marathon. And you can also sign up for that on the site as well. So you can sign up for that on
the Bonner General's.
Yep, we link to it off of our site. So
it's bonnergeneral.org, go to foundation, and then you'll see the Find Your Strength Fun Run sign up and more details on it, the after party, and so on and so forth.
Got it. And it will be a party. We got bouncy houses, and we got a magician, and we got a band, and we got food, and we've got an army of face painters, and we've got it all. So it's going to be a good time.
And Justin, this starts and ends at Trinity at City Beach?
Yep, starts and ends at Trinity. We will be back by the actual start and finish will be back by the Snack Shack, and
okay.
We will head up Bridge Street, and we will go north on the Sand Creek Trail. The 1K will turn around right around where the bridge is on the backside on the Sand Creek Path. And the turnaround for the 5K is just past the byway, and it turns around naturally there and comes back. We'll have a couple of water stations, and then we'll have water stations at the end. We've got porta-potties that'll be set up. We've basically got you taken care of from the moment you get there till the moment you leave.
Yeah.
As well.
And you mentioned the Long Bridge Half Marathon the very next day. Is there a special prize for anybody who does the 5K, comes back the next day, and does a half marathon?
Not yet, but we have been talking.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah. We ended up, just a short story, we found out through the city that we were doing the 5K. We had selected that date, and they had selected the following day. A little bit of panic ensued until we met with the Priest River Multisports, and you guys might be familiar with them, with the Race the Wolf event that they do up at Schweitzer.
Yes.
Very well attended event. I think you have some family members that have even done it.
It's brutal. Yeah. But they come back every year and do it again.
Yeah. So these guys have both been really great to work with, and we have so much synergy between the two events. We're really hoping to pull as many families come to our 5K and 1K, and then the following day, you're ready to get competitive, you're ready to do some distance, sign up for Saturday.
Yeah. And the half marathon, do you know the course on that?
That one will head down the Long Bridge and over to Sagal Road and back.
So on the bike path.
On the bike path.
All the way through.
And it's a qualifier also. They've been out measuring it. I think they've measured it 8 or 10 times at this point. So it's a qualifying event.
And if you guys, because it's certified like that, that would give you whatever your time is on that half marathon. You could enter into some of the major half marathons and marathons around the country.
Yeah, outstanding. Like probably Seattle and
Boston,
things.
New York.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great. One of you mentioned that you wanted to mention some sponsors here helping with the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run.
Yeah, you bet. So the first one I got to recognize is Donna Hutter. Donna has been amazing. If any of you know Donna Hutter, she does 6 days a week over at the Community Assistance League. She's like our spiritual grandmother. We absolutely love her. The other very special recognition we have to give out is to Ed and Amy Coughlin. We met Ed last year, very serendipitous. Happened to be at Trinity, was looking for a 5K. He was paralyzed from the neck below in an accident that happened on their vineyard about 2 years ago, 2021. They saw that the race was for the exoskeleton. Ed owes most of his recovery to the exoskeleton.
Okay.
And again, going back to that critical piece, he was able to get in there so quickly after the accident happened. that was helping relearn the functions to walk and to take steps and to stand up again. So they've been amazing. Idaho Elks Rehab, Blue Sky Zone 106.7 Max FM, True Seals, Sandpoint Strength and Conditioning, Flourish Nutrition and Wellness. I want to give a big shout out to these guys. They've been writing meal plans as well as training plans for everybody that did it last year. We're trying to get the 1K folks to jump up to the 5K. Encoder, unbelievably generous donation that they came through as a sponsorship. UFIT, I hope everybody knows Kelly over at UFIT. Those guys are absolutely amazing what they're doing for the community and a gathering space of people of all abilities. Clearwater Gear, Mark and the team over there with all of our printing needs. Capstone Certified Public Accountants is our second year sponsor. Thank you to them. Vive, Cochava, Ting, Mountain West, and Outdoor Experience, also great, great supporters of the 5K, and we're so very glad to have everybody there. Without these guys, we wouldn't be able to make this thing happen. So a big shout-out to every one of them. If you can sponsor any of their businesses or patronize any of their businesses, please do.
Or just say thank you the next, next time you see them.
Really well.
It's the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run. You can get you to sign up or get more information. Go to bonnergeneral.org and click on Foundation, and then all the info will be there on the Fun Run as well as the next day with the half marathon. Speaking of next, what's next for the Foundation? What else do you guys have cooking up?
Heartball time. So we got a pretty our deadlines are looming on us here. We get this race finished. We are quite certain we're going to fulfill our financial responsibility and obligation on this. We'll get that in. We'll start working on the marketing around three or four different states to help the hospital out. And we're going to go right into heartball season here. So we have a few different departments we're going to hear from by the end of September on who's most in need and what type of impact that's not only going to create at BGH, but around the community as well, too.
So you haven't dedicated where the
not yet.
The
no, we have a couple of great options. We got a very short list this year to listen to. But I've heard from one already, and it's pretty darn compelling to get something taken care of at the hospital that helps take care of this community really well.
So what is the timing on the exoskeleton? You mentioned that you're getting really close. Mm-hmm. Once you get to the goal, whatever it is, and you order it and all of that, when would it be up and running, so to speak?
Probably the actual device would get here in less than 5 days.
Oh.
That's how quick the process is. The training would begin not long after that. And we would hope by be on the safe side. Q1, we would have that thing up and running. The marketing would be out. But, you know, a big thank you to all of our board members as well, too. This is a very much a working board. And we are pretty well lined out for most of the year with events, with galas, with donations, with sponsorships, with just about everything to make this little hospital move forward for this community.
Yeah, little hospital doing huge things.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Justin Dick, Grant Simmons, and Nate Hall, thanks for joining us here again today. We're going to do it again in a few weeks just before the race.
And we'll let you know that we completed it and when it's up and running.
And all of that. Once again, to find out more about the Find Your Strength Family Fun Run, go to bonnergeneral.org, click on Foundation. And when you click on Foundation, can you just find out more about the Bonner General Health Foundation?
Yep, you'll find out our mission, our purpose. There's other aspects we didn't get into. We have a very robust grant program that we raise money for, and we provide grants back to the hospital for, I think, smallerish type projects.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on, and it's all on that page.
And I failed to mention earlier, are you still looking for – I know it takes a lot of energy and a lot of volunteers to run a race like this. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We will take any volunteers that are ready to sign up. you can sign up. I think there's a link on the website for volunteers. If not, j.dick@mac.com. That's M-A-C. You can reach out anytime or come down to Trinity and let me know that you're in there. You know where to find me.
You're at the restaurant. All you got to do is seemingly 24/7.
If you even make eye contact with me, I'm going to assume you're volunteering for that run.
Yeah, so if you can't contribute or you just can't do the run, the 1K or the 5K, you can certainly help out to volunteering at a water station or what have you. I'm sure there's numerous other things you can do. Guys, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks, and keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
That's it for today. Remember, Bulldog football versus the Coeur d'Alene Vikings from Memorial Field, 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow evening, 6:45 with the pregame show with myself and Tag Benefield. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.